I got 1 meter higher than Ethan did before I stopped. The ice was steep, thin, and mostly not ice. Darkness was only a few hours away. I hung from my tools, lost in thought. Below me, the ropes dangled free, untethered by any gear between me and the belay. I breathed deeply. The battle in my head began again. I told you it would be hard, my scared self said. My scared self is often Irish. Just go back up and do the move. You probably won't fall off, my ambitious self said. Oh, great, probably, but if I do, I'm going to hit the ledge of ice below and break my ankle, my scared self moaned. I took a breath. Just find some gear, try the move, get to the corner and tell these emotional eejits to shut up. 12 mind and toe-numbing hours later, I punched through the final metre of Rhyme Mushroom onto the summit plateau and I howled into the night. I walked toward Ethan, pumping my fist in the air while clouds swept past like smoke. Strobes of orange from the sunset flashed to the west. The full moon sparkled like a disco ball in the east. In alpinism, I think we should be honest and admit when we made the right or wrong choices for us as individuals at a particular place and time, confronted with all the micro factors of the nuances of ice, stone, and snow with the context of our past experiences and our lives. As we hurried ever deeper into the shadows, we'd both finally crossed a threshold into a state that felt like freedom.